as our new series opens, you know, we're at a what I hope is a new starting point for readers that you know, didn't read the previous series. You know, there's nothing here that requires you to have read that. You know, this is beginning the period where the Jedi are actually actively involved in the war, helping the Republic. And caught in the middle of this is the protagonist of our previous series and the protagonist of this series, a kid named Zane Carrick. And Zane is if he's not the worst Jedi student ever, he's pretty close to it. Our previous series was about how, he did not become a Jedi Knight and instead used his skills sort of, you know, as a combination con artist and, you know, freelance hero, you know, helping people out who, you know, would not be people who the Jedi would help or the Republic would help or anything like that. Well, that unfortunately sets him in a position where in our current series, you know, since he's not a member of the Jedi Order, he's eligible for the draft. And when the Mandalorians start getting close to the worlds at the center of the Republic, Zane gets drafted. And this is why this is really a good starting place here in this series, because, you know, it opens with Zane thrown out onto the battlefield, you know, with the other recruits. You know, it's a new cast of characters pretty much. You know, we get to see what life is like for him here. And it's very much, I think, different than other war stories that we've seen, because one of the things about Zane is he doesn't believe in killing, which would have made him a pretty bad Jedi. he does not think that, you know, the Republic or the Jedi or anybody else really, you know, should be deciding who lives and who dies. And so he's out here on the battlefield and really trying to, you know, convince everybody to get along, and they're not getting along because it's the middle of a war. So it's a fun predicament for the character to be in.